AN.
And happy Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman with Riley County Commission Chairman Ron Wells. If anybody has any questions, 785-537-1350. He's also a car guy and a carpenter, too. So if you have any woodworking questions, any problems with your car, we'll take those questions as well. We got a full hour to fill.
Absolutely. We used to
have a program like that with him on here. No, you're sticking to county business. That's so much more fun.
Well, I mean, if the callers come in, you know, who are we to deny the callers, right?
I'm the call screener.
Well, that's a good point.
Okay, well, we'll stick with county business then. Yeah, I'm in the middle of withdrawal right now anyway. I've been with this one company on TV since July 1967. Yeah, I finally bit the bullet, and I'm changing the day they're out there, so I'm nervous. I'm wondering what I'm going to find when I get back. But
you're mainly concerned that you want to get home and everything.
So anyway, we'll breeze through this. But main thing I want to talk about today, in part, is we have a budget coming up, and as you might know, we have a tax lid. It was supported by a number of groups, local, area-wide, and statewide. They thought that was the right thing to do. And little did they realize that our current mill levy is basically the result of actions taken by the state of Kansas. And so the tax lid was actually put on the wrong party, in my estimation, because Kansas has taken $2.241 billion out of city and county money as of up to 2016. And that's a big bite. Raleigh County, up till 2014, was about $30.2 million. I'm estimating it's getting pretty close to $40 million. And right now, today, if we had to do budget, we could fund our radio system. We could do what we need to do to operate the county and still reduce the mill levy by a considerable amount of mills. You take $40 million, that's over 80 mills of taxes. And that was directly attributed, most of that to the state. And one of them is the LAVTRF, the Local Ad Valorem Property Tax Reduction Fund. And we're supposed to get back 3.63% of that each year. The state has kept every penny of that since 2004. The other fund is the County-City Revenue Sharing, which is came about later, right around 1978. And since 2004, they've kept every single penny of that. And that's right now in 2016, that was around $190 million per year from cities and counties. And so what they've done, in my opinion, they've blindsided the people and the citizens, because they said, so nobody would catch on or anything. They said, okay, we'll be the good guy. We'll put a tax lid on, see? And everybody would be just happy, and they won't even be looking at us. The reason our mill levy in Raleigh County is 38 point some mills instead of 28 point some mills was because the state kept the money. And I got this wild idea about trying to withhold the funds instead of even sending them in the first place. Well, you can't do that. And this is just done by statute, not constitution, so we can't do like the school district probably and file suit. So the main thing I can do is just get the information out, talk to the Kansas Association of Counties, try to get all these people to hammer their legislators and get this turned around at the state level. There's been a big talk. I have a lot of proponents just excited about increasing the gas tax, thinking, and there's one local commissioner from another county that says, well, yeah, if they increase the gas tax, why, that has to stay in the KDOT. Yeah, right, just like the rest of it. Because so far, the 11% or 11 cents, the 5 cents, all of them, about 20% of that would go into what they call the Special City County Highway Fund. Well, guess what? The state of Kansas, since 2009, has kept every penny of it. So basically, my supposition is the state wouldn't even be looking at additional gas tax right now. They should be focusing on getting Kansas back on track and getting a budget, then pass this gas tax, put it in KDOT for highways and bridges, and leave it there.
And when you look at the gas tax, the gas tax is a lot if they increase that, which I've heard a lot of the same things, is that's kind of a direction some people are looking at the mm-hmm. local and at the state level. To do that a year, has it been a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years since they raised a sales tax? To mm-hmm. have a sales tax raise and a right. gas tax raise within a 2 to 3 year span,
mm-hmm.
that kind of seems to go against what they say when they talk about looking out for
right.
middle class.
Well, what they're doing is they're getting the people to believe, especially the Kansas Contractor Association, that they're going to get work and get to use this money. I say they wouldn't be focusing on this in a year when they haven't even got the budget fixed yet for the state of Kansas. So they wouldn't even be talking about this if they don't have an idea of taking some of this money, which right now they're going to take at least 20% of it because they haven't given a dime of that back to the cities and counties since 2009. So I think that next year will be fine to pass the gas tax and make sure by some law or statute that it has to go to highways and bridges.
And when you were talking about those demand transfer losses, and I think you first kind of brought this up, looking at the story I wrote February 23rd is mm-hmm. when this came up in a commission meeting. And if anybody wants to read that story, it is on our website at newsradiokman.com. Just use the search feature, probably just search Ron Wells, or if you search demand transfers, I think that'll probably bring it up because it's not really on
it
the
should.
Front page mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, it's in the Kansas Government Journal, December right. 2016. And I read this every year, and why I didn't pick up on this before, I have no idea, because even our legislators, while they may or may not have known, I know one legislator voted in favor of the tax lid, and in business with him, why he said his constituents demanded it. Well, I had to get mail him copies of this then, because I haven't talked to him since then to see what his response has been, because I don't think he absolutely knew nothing about this, what this was going on. I think when it started back in 1997, the state just took a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody just got used to taking a little bit.
And you don't notice it as much when it's just kind of a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, and all of a sudden 10 years later,
mm-hmm.
you know, here we are. And I think looking at that, the one that sticks out to me the most is the local ad valorem property tax reduction fund.
Oh, yes.
If there's a number one complaint you hear from folks around this region, around the state, it's their property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
this is a fund that was made specifically to help local
Correct.
Entities lower their mill levies, basically.
3.63% of that money is ours, and that's by state statute passed back in, it goes back to 1930s, but the statute was passed in 1965, and that's what that was for. And so Raleigh County, and I can't speak for other counties or cities, but for Raleigh County, my estimation based on the current amount, we'd be looking around less 30 mills or less taxes instead of 38 mills. So the people that thought that this tax lid was going to accomplish something, I think we're misled to take the focus off of the state of Kansas, because the state of Kansas is the reason our mill levy is where it is.
And I think another side of this coin, when you look at it, is that I think a lot of people would maybe think that, well, if you ask them to restore this sort of funding, like, where are they going to, they maybe have to raise taxes for it. But the way I look at it, this is money that you're already paying into anyway. This is money
Correct.
That's supposed
yep.
to be allocated.
And the thing of it is, some of my friends say, well, Ron, you know, taxes are taxes. I haven't got much response out of this. I did get one thank you card when I spoke up at the country club at Good Morning Manhattan. But what people say, well, my taxes are going to go up. The state needs the money. Well, okay, but this is property tax, and so it'd be up to the state to figure out how to pay their bills and budget, which is probably going to involve gas tax, cigarettes, liquor, other taxes, but at least it's going to lower the levy on your house. That's the important thing.
Oh, and the other way you can look at it is that you have some of this sort of funding restored when we get to budget season here in a few months, and you're looking at local agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe you can help those agencies out a little bit more
Absolutely.
Than you were able to in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. Pretty good start here on a Tuesday morning. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.